Welcome to my healing world. Good morning. I hope you're well wherever you are. I'm so grateful to be in the presence of such a brilliant man, Mr. Arun Kemur, the CEO of Omega Global. I've been using zero-point energy tools for the last 3 years since I first was introduced to it on January 19th, 2010. And in the 3 years, I have done my best to explain it as I could from the information that I am and from the information that I've learned. But no one can explain it as well as Mr. Arun himself. I am so grateful that I was able to sit in a small room this weekend in Vancouver, BC, and listen to him speak for almost 4 hours continuously and only heard brilliance coming out of his voice from his being. Personally, I know that Omega Global tools work. Every single one of them is something that I would want to buy and use forever. I know that my cells are sourcing for the best energy. I hope you will take the time to listen to Arun Kemur explain zero-point energy. He is brilliant.
We already have more products aligned. So let's talk about wellness or energy itself. You agree that we are nothing but a bundle of energy, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The sight that you see is energy. The sound that you're hearing is energy, right? The smell that you're having is energy. The thoughts that you're having in your mind right now is energy. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The feelings that you're having, I'm feeling happy, I feel depressed, and so on, is also energy. Emotions are nothing but energy in motions. Okay? So what makes a human being tick or behave got to do with this system called information system? So when energy is in order, how can energy be in order? Take for example the air that we breathe. It has oxygen, it has nitrogen, it has hydrogen and so on. Am I right? It's there. But what we are breathing actually is only oxygen. We are filtering and taking out, just breathing oxygen itself. Am I right? The water we drink, if you were to break down the water, what is that?
Chlorine.
No, break down the water is hydrogen and oxygen molecules. Am I right?
Yeah.
Two portions of hydrogen and one portion of oxygen. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
H2O. Right? That is what makes the water water. Am I right? If let's say if two hydrogen and two oxygen, is it water anymore?
No.
It's not water anymore. Okay? That's how the composition changed the characteristic of a particular organic substance itself. Okay? So, if you look at a human being itself, alright, we are a bundle of energy. But what is energy? What is energy?
Vibration.
Electrons, protons, neutrons, yes? Energy. But what is energy? How else you will interpret energy? Energy is nothing but information. It's information. Take for example, she said energy is electron, proton and neutron. Electron, proton and neutron is energy. So what is electron, proton, neutron? They're informations. Okay? Water, hydrogen and oxygen molecules are informations that makes water. Alright? You're hungry and you can take a piece of apple. What's there in the apple? What vitamin is there in the apple? Okay, vitamin C. What is vitamin C? It's an information, right? It's an information. The vegetables that you eat, the fibers, they are information. Everything is information. So energy is information. And when information is in order, everything is in order within the domain. When the information is in disorder, that's where chaos happens. So what happens is, this is totally different from the conventional point of view. I'm not using the slides or whatever it is. I'm just going with the flow. Okay? So a person's behavior got to do with his energetic quantum. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
All right? If a person is sad, depressed, definitely his body is going to reflect that. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If a person is happy, excited, you know, and so on. His body language is totally going to be different. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Even the way he's going to talk is different. Even the way he's going to see is different. Am I right? Okay? So, his behavior got to do with his energetic quantum. His energetic quantum that includes mental, emotional, all right, and so on. Do you agree? Mm-hmm. So that dictates the person. So what information, what is he focusing on, all right, what he is relating to the current circumstances is how his behavior is going to be dictated to. Mm-hmm. All right? Now we have the physical domain of it. The physical domain, the disorders that we have in our body, all right, the biochemical changes, high sugar, low blood pressure, this, that, and so on, all right? The changes happen because of the chaos or information disorder in our energetic system. In our energetic system. That has a direct reflection, like a Xerox machine. You know, you put your hand in, you Xerox, you have your print of your hand, am I right? So your complete physical reaction or physical dominance has to do with the energetic system, all right? Like, for example, your body is supposed to produce its own antioxidants, all right? But conventionally, instead of identifying why your body is not producing, what we are doing is we're just supplementing the antioxidants into our body, all right? So AFT here is, it works in a way that, number one, take for example, I'll take the wand, all right? This particular wand has more than 13 different minerals and crystals fusion together. Okay, it's like your own secret recipe, okay? We do not disclose what are the minerals and so on. And then it is put into a vacuum chamber before, that's how we energize the products. All right, put into a vacuum chamber, and that's how we energize the product. What happens is, all the substances here are what we call monatomic substance, single atom substance. Why? Because it's much easier to break down. Okay? And when we break down the atoms, what do you have? Electrons, protons, and neutrons. Okay? So let's take a fruit. Does this fruit have cells?
Yes.
Okay? So the cells, break it down, molecules, break it down, atoms, break it down, what do you have? Electrons, protons, and neutrons, right? And that is what gives the life to this fruit, am I right? The life force energy, okay? If you take a plant, all right, and take a leaf in a plant, does it have cells also?
Yep.
It has cells also, right? Break it down, you have the atoms, break the atoms down, you have electrons, protons, and neutrons, and that is the life-giving source to the plant, am I right? If you take an animal cell and break it down, again you have atoms of the cells, could be any cells from the tissues. Break it down, you have electrons, protons, and neutrons. So the whole bundle of energy is based on electrons, protons, and neutrons, right? Same goes to our cells, regardless of what tissue it is, all right? If you break it down, you have electrons, protons, and neutrons, am I right? Okay, so whatever organic substance, okay, the basis of the organic substance lies in electrons, protons, and neutrons, and that is what we call the kinetic energy, the zero-point energy. So in every life force, okay, there is this base energy called zero-point field or zero-point energy. Okay, if I were to take a chamber here, put a big chamber here, and suck out all the air and every single dust and this and that, it's supposed to be a vacuum, am I right? Scientists found that there's no such thing as vacuum within our universe. They found that in that vacuum, there's this kinetic resonance. There's this kinetic resonance. That kinetic resonance is what they coined it as zero-point field, the base. All right? The base. Take, for example, water bubbles. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you see bubbles there, right? Is that bubble, is it empty or air?
Air.
If it's empty, can the bubble be there? Can't be, because the water will come in together. Because of the air only, there's a bubble. Am I right? Same goes to here, that you can't have a bubble. Okay, you can't have a vacuum. All right? It's all filled with the base, that's zero-point field. All right? So what happens is, when we energize, there can be any products for that matter, as long you see a symbol down there, AFT, energized by AFT. When the products come in contact with your body, when it comes in contact with your body, it gets into what we call your bioenergetic field. We have a field around us. That field is made up of all our cells, movement of electrons, protons, and neutrons, and so on. That's a bioenergetic field or biophoton field. When it gets in touch with us, the body is able to realize a second source of sourcing energy. Our body always have two ways of sourcing energy. One is through you. Go and eat, go and drink, okay? And then digest the system and then suck the energy from that. That's one way. The other way is similar to plants, photosynthesis, all right?
Sunlight,
air, the environment, the water, the negative ions in the environment, all right? Our field sources the energy from the environment. Okay, in fact, 70% of our energy actually comes from our environment than from the food that we eat. Okay, that's why men can last without food and all these things and so on. Okay? So, but what happened is, in order to source this energy, your field need to be in, in without any distortions. Just like your phone, alright?
In harmony.
In harmony. Let's say, you know, if you want to get your signals, you want your friends to call you, you have to make sure your signal is clear for them to call you, right? You need to have all the bars and so on, right? But what happened is the lifestyle that we live today, all right, is creating a lot of distortions in our field. External distortions and also internal distortions. So when these distortions are there, our body's natural ability to source energy from the environment is distorted. And that's the second reason why it creates a lot of problems. Okay? So when any energized products come in contact with your field, first of all, it corrects the distortions. So when the distortions is corrected, the body is able to source the natural energy, and that's why people become much stronger, more stable, and they feel better, and so on. And what you're seeing is only the physical aspect of it, but there's a huge improvement that's happening on the mental, emotional aspect of it also. There's a lot of that is very hard for you to quantify unless you know yourself. Alright? I've come across people who say, no, I used to be very cranky, jumpy, and this and that, and after wearing the pendant become more calmer and so on. So it happens, depend. Alright? Our products doesn't have what we call a cause and effect. Alright? Use this for your headache and use this for your stomachache. No. Alright? It works on a general wellness regime altogether. And that's how the improvement happens. Are we clear? Roughly? No need to go into the details of it, but basically this is the one. Alright? Just like putting a plant, you know, if an outdoor plant, you put it indoor, matter of time, it's going to go dead. Alright? Because it doesn't have enough natural sunlight and vitamin D and all these things and so on. Alright? Same goes to us. Our complications happen because of the external world that we live today. Okay? If radiations and cell phone signals can pass through concrete walls, imagine if they can definitely pass through our body, that's for sure. And then our body has this energetic information and signals that's going everywhere and get distorted. Okay, huge distortion happens that way. And that's why the problem is created big time. All right. Stress is one major cause, and now stress itself is divided into many: acute stress, chronic stress, you know, and so on. All right, and more problems are there because the body doesn't have enough ability to what we call heal itself. Till today, man could not replicate a human being yet. Okay, I don't think so. That's I would say the. It's a universal gift, or most people say it's a God's gift and so on. It has this intelligence that is beyond comprehension at the moment. You all agree to that, right? All right. When you have a cut, automatically it heals, you know, this and that and so on. The body has a greatest healing ability. And in order to heal, all it needs is one, protection from the existing harmful environment. Say, example, you're going to sit down for an exam and so on, and somebody is creating a lot of noise, that disruption is not going to allow you to, right or not? Mm-hmm. So first is protect from the existing harmful environment, the radiation, the pollutions, the e-smog, the oxidative stress, and so on. Okay? That's the first thing, first line. Second is, every single cell in our body, a healthy cell emits between 70 to 90 millivolts. 70 to 90 millivolts. A healthy cell emits between 70 to 90 millivolts. Okay? You know how they pronounce a person dead medically? The loss of electrical impulses. Right? Mm-hmm. Where these impulses come from? Mm-hmm. It's come from the charge of the cells. Okay? The cells has the cellular emission. Right? Medically, a person is pronounced dead means no more have, doesn't have any more electrical impulses, simple as that. Okay? So the cells have a charge, 70 to 90 millivolts, that's the healthy cells. As people grow older, the cellular emission drop lower, 40, 50 millivolts and so on. So when your cellular emission is lower, what happens is that your body's immune system to recover, the defense system like our ozone layer gets weaker and so on, and that's where you fall into a lot of disorders and so on. Okay? So if you charge up your cell, your body's immune system is able, your cellular system is able to do all the work itself back again. That's it. Alright? Clear the distortions and charge up the cells. So basically when the product come in hand with you, in contact with your field, it increases your cellular emission in every single cell in your body, clears the distortions, and that's how healing happens. That's how the body start to heal. That's why you see, I do this to her head, her migraine gone. And the same thing I do it to her stomach ache is gone. Because it doesn't work exactly on the problem, works on the general balance. That's all. Are we clear? Do you understand? I'm trying to give you the very simple manner to understand this thing.